WCHL, time now for more trivia, and Mr. Cogger's here.
Good morning.
Yeah, everybody should be just ecstatic.
Well, I hope so. At least, if not ecstatic, at least maybe one little palpitation, one little...
Pleasantly.
Yeah.
You know, I hope everybody enjoys these trivia questions as much as I do.
Well, we have fun doing them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been doing them for a while.
Yeah, I hear people all the time, you know, come up to me and say, hey, that was a great question that Freddie had this morning.
Oh, well, thank
you. That kind of thing. And you guys have too much fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of energy in the morning. I've been told that.
It is that.
Right, who was the one lady who said she listened to us in the shower?
Oh, that's Stephanie Yost.
Oh, yes.
She always listens to the show in the shower.
Well, you got to be careful. I mean, that's a long show. You can come out looking like Queen of the Prune Festival.
That's exactly right. You listen for 4 hours.
Yeah, wow.
But I think she wakes up in the morning and she listens to the show and she's always in the shower while the show is on.
Okay.
So that's
so maybe,
what she says.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha.
Stephanie's cool.
Yeah, she's fun.
Yeah, she is.
She's fun. You know what? And she could be the personification of our category today.
Of clean people?
Well, not only clean, she's out of this world.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Out of this world.
That fits you, Stephanie Yost.
Yes, she does.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm absolutely ready.
Okay. Why did the Shire of Esperance in Western Australia issue the United States a $400 fine for littering in July of 1979?
The Shire of Esperance.
And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. So if there's any native Australians out there and I have put the accent on the wrong syllable, please forgive me.
Is it germane to the question that I know what that is?
No. Why did the Shire of Esperance...
Esperance.
Right. In Western Australia, issue the United States a $400 fine for littering in July of 1979. The keys in this question, Western Australia, littering July of 1979.
Okay.
If you know the answer, you give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Ronstadt's here, reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years, right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Freddie Cogger asking a question today for which I do not know the answer. Freddie, you want to know why? First of all, the Shire of Esperance, what the heck is that?
Well, it's a locale or an area in Western Australia, and they had an event on July of 1979, and because of that event, they sent the United States a bill for $400 for littering.
So, okay, well, is it having to do with America's Cup?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Or a yachting event?
No.
Olympic event? Wouldn't have been the Olympics 1979.
It's out of this world is the category.
Space
keep going.
Travel? Because...
What happened in July of 1979 that even made an episode on Saturday Night Live with John Belushi?
Oh, yeah, we had a part of a... We had part of a space capsule.
Skylab. Remember Skylab?
In Australia, yeah, I do.
Well, NASA sent it tumbling, hoping that it would fall into the Indian Ocean because they had no real clue where they couldn't control where it was coming down.
But it fell in Australia instead.
Well, a lot of it fell in the Indian Ocean, but quite a bit of the debris fell into Western Australia. This is what I love. The San Francisco Examiner offered $10,000 to the first person to deliver a piece of Skylab debris to its office within 72 hours of the crash. It was kind of a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing that they were doing.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they were making a safe bet. But 17-year-old Stan Thornton of Tiny Esperance awoke in a commotion when Skylab broke apart in the atmosphere, pelted his house with space station fragments. He knew of the bet. Thinking quickly, he grabbed a few charred bits of material from the yard
yard, hopped on a plane without so much as a passport or a suitcase. He made it to the San Francisco Examiner's office before the deadline, and the newspaper good-naturedly paid him $10,000.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if the United States ever paid that fine for $400.
That's a great question. I don't know.
Hmm.
I do remember back in the 70s, too, West Virginia wanted a bridge fixed.
Yeah.
Couldn't get the state government to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Couldn't get the federal government to do anything about it.
Okay.
So they applied for foreign aid to the Soviet Union.
Really?
They got the money very quickly from American resources.
Okay. Well, that's one way of getting it done, I guess.
Well, yeah, a little in run.